speaking on Tisha B'Av, I always found very challenging. I think it's more difficult than speaking before Tisha B'Av. Speaking before Tisha B'Av, the goal is to get ready for a Tisha B'Av, which, as we know, is not very easy. But I find much more difficult is speaking on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. Because then the avodah, then the goal is to get ready for a matzah Tisha B'Av, which is much, much harder. Rabbi, we were zeicha to a matana toiva, a greiser rebbe, a greiser meir derech. It's called the 3 weeks. Began with Shivas the Batamis, Rish Chodesh Av, the 9 days, Shavuah Shechalboi, and the climax is Tisha B'Av. What a person could vax in these days. Just think what we were zeicha to see last night and today. An amazing scene, Kenahara, close to 400 B'nai Torah, sitting on the floor, crying about Golis, davening for Geula. And this is the feeling that we have in these 3 weeks. Hopefully we were mesaba Yerushalayim. Hopefully we are yearning for Zaycha V'raya B'simchasa. But now the Shaila is, what now? What's next? Matzah Tisha B'Av, the Neyefta, back to music and back to haircuts. And it always pains me. Shchina Matehayolea, Golus Matehayolea, Geula Matehayolea. Tisha B'Av afternoon is a time of Imlay Achshav Emosai. It's a time of taking the aliyah, the chizik that we have from this 3 weeks, and hopefully putting it l'mais v'ragantiyor. What a shud. What a churbin if the day goes by and tomorrow we're back business as usual, quote unquote. Isn't that a churbin? And I always say, my feeling is, the halacha is you're supposed to keep the many halachas until Yud Ba'av, till Chatzos. Maybe the message is Chazal saw that after Tisha B'Av is also another churbin. That Matzah Tisha B'Av is itself a churbin. Yidden lived 3 weeks and look what they look now. There's no difference, there's no change. The avodah of this afternoon is taking the Tisha B'Av of Agantiyar. Avada, an Eitzah Toiva, we do it anyhow, is to daven for Geula like the Shulchan Aruch is mechayev us. I always make a cheshbon, look in Shmoneh Esrei, how many brachas we say in every Shmoneh Esrei. 3 times a day we daven so many brachas about Geula, about Vesech Zene Inenu, about Mashiach. If we say it with heart, with hergish, with emotion, Avada, that's one form of being Mesaba Yerushalayim. But I want to suggest an avodah that we could take with us. I think it's very practical. I think it's a workable solution of using the aliyah, using the chizik of these days to reap the benefit of these, of this grace of 3 weeks that we were zeicha to have. The Gemara in Shabbos Daftun Hey tells a story at first glance is a very good story about Kvod HaRav. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Rav Yehuda was sitting in front of his Rebbe Shmuel, and a lady came in front of Shmuel, Katzavcha Kamei. She had a problem, maybe it was with a neighbor, some type of problem, and she cried in front of Shmuel. Zog di Gemara, V'loi havi mazgich bei. Shmuel ignored her. Rav Yehuda, the Talmud, was surprised. How could his Rebbe ignore a lady that's crying? So very respectfully, he turns to his, to Shmuel, Leisava ma, doesn't the Rebbe hold of what the Pasuk says, Oiteim oznei mizakas dol. If someone ignores the cry of a poor person, Gamu Yikra Velayayana. She's crying. Why don't you listen to her? So the Gemara continues that Shmuel was a bit surprised. Don't you understand why I couldn't do anything? Why I can't do anything? This is the place of Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva is the Av Bezdin in this place. He's the one that takes the Din Torah. This lady needs a dayan. I'm not the dayan. This is not my territory. I'm not allowed to, in fact. I'm not allowed to listen to her taina. End of the Gemara. Chaya, the message is very clear. A covet for the other Rav, hachna for the local Rav. But this is not the end of the story, Rabbi Yisai. There's a Gemara, whenever I see it, I'm frightened. It's in Psachim, Daf Nun, it's in Bava Basra, Daf Yoreh Amud Beis. A Gemara that gives a person what to think about from time to time. The Gemara says that Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, was sick. Ingid, Rashi, and Psachim teaches, his neshama left him, it was a temporary misa. In other words, apparently he was dead for a few moments, and he came back to this world again. So, Amar Yavua, my chazis, you were in the Olam HaEmes. You took a trip to the Olam HaEmes for a few moments. What did you see in the Olam HaEmes? Tell me, my son. So Yosef said, I saw something very disturbing, very confusing. Olam Hafecha Isi. I saw a mixed up, a topsy-turvy world. In Yenevels, in the Olam HaEmes, I saw a bizarre scene. Elyonim Lamata, Tachtoinim Lamaila. The people in this world on top, the Cheshuvim in this world, in Yenevelt on the bottom. The people in this world, Tachtoinim, the simple people, in Yenevelt, on Lamaila. I saw an Olam Hafach. So the father says, Oy, my son, Oy, as du gut gesehen, Olam Borei Isa. You saw a Chlorovelt. Yes, that's the way it is. El Yoinim is Lamata, Tachtoinim is Lamaila. Alze Yidavu Kol Adoivim. Who knows who's Chashiv? Who knows who's doing enough? A person might think he's in this world, he's El Yoinim Veveis, Vas Tutzich in the Oilam Borer. So, what is the Gemara going on? So Taisvim in Bava Basra says something terrifying. Zok Taisvim, the Ga'onim say they have a Kabbalah mipi Rav. That this statement, El Yoinim Lamata, Tachtoinim Lamaila, is referring to the incident in Shabbos that we just mentioned. Shmuel was the Rebbe. The Yehuda was the Talmud. In this world, Shmuel was Shmuel on top. Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud. But in Yenevelt, it was Hakert. Zok Tosfos, because Rabbi Yehuda cared about the lady, Shmuel didn't. That's why Rachmana Litzlan, in Yenevelt, it was Hakert. The Talmud was higher than the Rebbe. Because he didn't respond to the women, to the lady that cried. I want to be very clear. I will not, I dare not talk about Shmuel. I'm honored that it's chus to me to learn Amma Shmuel, what Shmuel tells us. I certainly won't stand there and tell you even a echut asaira of what, quote, Shmuel did wrong. If I know what Shmuel did wrong, Shmuel knew what Shmuel did wrong. But we have a Kabbalah, the Goyim says, every Gemara, every Agarata has a Lamaisa. I want to tell you what I think the Lamaisa of this story is. That maybe this story is also Amar Shmuel, another lesson, another Lichtigkeit, another Oira that Shmuel gave Klal Yisrael. The story of Eev, as we know it, is all about Yisurim. It's all about nisyon. It's all about challenges in life. But there's another message in Eiv, another limud that we as Eloch Hayidin have to be aware of. We find in Perik Beis, right in the beginning of the story of Eiv, where the Rabban Shalom tells the Satan, who are Yetzirah, who are Malach HaMaves. And the Eibishter gives the Yetzirah a very difficult mission. Dr. Pasik, Vayayim Hashem al HaSatan, Hinei B'yadecha. Take Eiv, like the Gemara in Bava Basra teaches, and do what you want to him. Anything you want to him. Take away everything he has. There's one condition. Ach es nafshei shmar. Don't kill him. Don't take his neshama. Take this and take that and leave him with nothing. But keep him alive. And as the Gemara of Bava Basra, the Tezayin says, that was a big nisayon, that was more difficult than Yisurei Iyav. Take away everything, but leave him just enough to live. Iyav, the musta of Yisurei Iyav. He had nothing, not health, not money, not covet, not prestige, nothing. And you look at the psukim, the terrible, massive, the only thing he had left to him was nafsho yishmar. He had the neshama. And then you learn a few psukim later, vayishmu shloishes reyei Eiv. Eiv's three friends heard about Eiv's difficulty. So it's a plea. The Eibishter said, take away everything Eiv has, and he's left with nothing. He is the epitome of Yisurei Eiv Kipshutai. And the next pasuk, you see, he has friends. Zokt Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Unfortunately, it's not printed in the Sichas Musa, but it's the Yesod HaChaim. A person can have nothing. A person can have all the tzaras. A person can literally have Yisurei Eiv. But if he's not alone, if he has a chava, he'll make it. Once you take away his chava, once you take away a friend of his, he's finished. That is already ach es nafshei shmar. He won't survive. And he used to add, that's what the Gemara means. The same Gemara in Bava Basra, in Tainus also. Hainu diyamri inchi. Oy chavrusa, oy mesusa. And like Rashi teaches him, ein loyli adam oyavim. If a person's all alone, he has no friends. Noyach loy shayamus. Even death is better. So Reb Chaim got emotional. He says, tell Zachfar. The person's in a matzah, the Gemara considers misusa. He's dead. But he has a chavrusa. He has someone that cares about him. And from misusa becomes chavrusa. And that's the pshat of Reb Chaim and the pasuk. The Eibishter says, keep him alive. I want Eiv to live. Take everything you want. Take his money. Take his covet. Take his position. Take his house. Everything. But you can't take his friends. There has to be a chavre Eiv, because if not, it's misusa. Im ein leli adam oyevim. Like the Gemara says, a chavre ki chavre di Eiv oy misusa. Yes, a person could have. A person could be living through Yisurei Eiv, but if he's not alone, he'll make it. You know, you're still young. I doubt you can fully appreciate how emes this is, how true this is. Oy chavrusa, oy mesusa. A person can be going through the most difficult times, but if someone cares, there's hope. I have a friend, a well-known Marbet Tzfer. He has hundreds of Talmidim. He told me he is today what he is today because of a dime, because of 10 cents. But today, he tells me he was going through a very difficult time at home. He was a major machlekes at home about going to college and continuing yeshiva. And he came to the point that he gave up. He's in yeshiva. He goes, that's it, I can't go on. It's too much friction, too much tension. And that day that he, quote, gave up, he gets a phone call, the pay phones, he goes downstairs. Someone, his name is Taki Yossi, calls. And Yossi turns to my friend and says, listen, I don't know you very well. We're in the same shiur. I don't know you very well. But one thing I noticed, the past few weeks you've not been the same. And I want you to know it bothers me. I want you to know it bothers me that you're going through a matzav. I don't know what it is. I'm not interested. But I'm calling to tell you that I'm thinking of you. And I hope it'll be better in the future. My friend tells me it was a dime. Those days a phone call was a dime. It was a dime that saved his life. And he is today what he is today because someone understood im ein leili adam oyavim noyach leishe yamais. And a person could have yisurei iyav, but if there's a chava, there's someone that cares, he's giving me new strength to go on. Did the one that called help him? He couldn't help him. It was a very sticky problem. But you know what he did? He took part of the problem. He told him, Imoy anoichi mitzara, you're not alone. I'm thinking of you. I'm worried about you. And I believe in you. A phone call like this is mamish mechaya nefashis. I saw the Stipler writes to someone in the Kriner. A very short letter. Yesh li tzar mitzar shelecha. I have pain from your pain. That sometimes the chavrusa, that attitude, that feeling is the chavrusa that replaces a masusa. And that's the husband, the Gemara of Abbasra. If the Abish said achas nafshei shmar, there has to be a chavrusa, because if not, it's a mesusa. And this Rabbi Say is a mida. This is a mida nisgava of noisa ba'olam chaveray. As we know, the Mishnah Nava is a sixth parak. That's one of the memches kinyanei haTorah. But it's a lot more. You look in the Alta from Kelim in the beginning of the Sefer. Rabbi Yerucham has many shmuzin. And Chelik Aleph, Simen Yud Beis, I guess he captures the feelings of his feeling and his Rebbe's feeling that the Alta from Kelim. Mida zu, the Noisa Ba'oil, Harehu Yisoyda Shel HaTorah, Yisoyda Shel HaMitzvois, V'derech Har HaSagosa V'Kinyana, Hi Torah Shleima. It's the Yisoyd of our Torah to be Noisa Ba'oilim Chaveroi. But you're wondering, what does that mean? What does Noisa Ba'oilim Chaveroi mean? You know what it means? It means very literally. It's not a muscle, it's a reality. If you see an old man carrying a very heavy package, Seichel dictates, go help him, he can't carry it on his own. He can't manage on his own. And how about if you see a person carrying a pekel of tzaris? How about if you see a person carrying an overwhelming problem that he can't handle? How about if you see a person who's broken from worry? How about if you see a person who's suffering in English, la adam ayavim noyach lai sheyamus? And that's the need of noisa ba'oil, to tell him imay anoichi b'tzara. When you see the old man carrying the package, you put your hands out, you put your shoulder out, Rabbi, I'll help you. But when a person is carrying an emotional problem, what do you put out? You put out your heart. You put out your heart and you say, Rabbi Yid, my heart bleeds for you. Because that's what helps. Because that's the chavrusa that helps the mesusa. By the Levaya of Chaim Shmulevitz, one of the local Aniyim, the collectors, was crying terribly. He was the one everyone knew. He was never blind and able to see. And he was crying, and it was very strange. He wasn't the Talmud. He never was. So someone asked him, "Was Weinstein, what are you crying so badly about?" So he told him, as you know, a few years ago, his eyesight started failing, and people asked him constantly, "No, how's it going?" And I had to tell him the bad news. The doctor said it's a matter of time. There's no hope. He's going to lose his eyesight. And one day I meet Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim goes, "No, how's it going?" I told him the same thing very dryly. "It's a matter of time. The doctor said there's no hope." Reb Chaim started crying. At Gevein, he cried and cried. And that moment, those tears kept me going all these years. Because till that moment, I was alone with blinding, and it's very hard. But those tears, that moment, I saw I'm not alone. I saw Reb Chaim feels my pain as much as I feel my pain. And I was able to manage with the situation as dark as it was all these years. But today I lost my companion. I lost the one that was holding my hand and taking me through the darkness. As if I lost my sight once again, shouldn't I cry? But that's a goyness of Noisa Ba'oil. Reb Chaim didn't give him eyes. Reb Chaim gave him a hope. Reb Chaim gave him a tzlacha, because Reb Chaim told him, "I am with you, I care about you." Reb Chaim couldn't help, no one could help. But Reb Chaim was the chavrusa that replaced that indescribable feeling of mesusa. And that's true noisa ba'olam chaveroi. You know, my rebbeim, zecheinu levracha, were colleagues, were chaverim Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and they would say about the remarkable, the unparalleled hatzlacha that Reb Chaim had from the time he was a bach in the mir till his last days, the gevaldige hatzlacha and ha'entira. We see the shmuz, and we don't know the lumdis, the ge'oinis that Reb Chaim was. And Aaron Stern, zecheinu levracha, once said, "You know why Reb Chaim was mishichmoy ulamayla, way above the rest?" And he said a tire of vote, because he was a goyin in noisa ba'oil im chaveroi. And if the Mishpin Avai says that's a kinyan atayra, and if he was a goyin in one of the kinyanei tayra, so naturally he was a goyin in tayra. Think about that. This kinyan, that noisa ba'oil in the most purest form. There are sometimes situations that we can't do anything, but we could care. Sometimes it's not sharing, it's caring. Now we know, Yidden, how much part of our life is chesed, tzedakah, v'afterech gemoicha. And I once wondered, we know what tzedakah is. Tzedakah, that's the pasuk says, "Posayach tiftach nasayin diten," give him money, and then we have chesed, gemilas chasad, one of the shloisha amudei oilam. What's that? We know that also. The Gemara in the end of in Sukkot af memtes, tzedakah is with aniyim, chesed is even a mashirim. It's not giving money; it's helping, servicing. So tzedakah v'shteich, chesed v'shteich. Here I'm giving money, here I'm giving service. So what is noisa ba'oil? What is noisa ba'oil that Rabbi Yochum says is the aside of all the asides? Noisa ba'oil is giving hearts. Is just caring and crying for the other person. There's a family I know that had a tragedy. They lost a son at a young age. And understandably, through the week, hundreds of people came to Menachem Avel, and they always say what was the most effective nichum they had. Rapam came into them, didn't know them. He came because he heard there was a tzara, and sat down and started crying. He saw the tzar, he saw the young children, the young disaimim, the brothers of the nifta, the sisters. He saw the churban in front of him. He had nothing to say, he just cried. and then he got up, Amok Menachem, and he left. That's Nisa Ba'oil. And the Alter from Kelantak says, that's the whole Indian of Nichum Avelim. What are you trying to do? Bring the mace back? How? What else is Nichum Avelim if not Nisa Ba'oil saying, Imay Anoichi B'tzara, I can't help you, but I care for you. Noise Ba'oil, I think, to be best described, Rashi's words, the beginning of Shmois, where Rashi introduces us, the Torah introduces us to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayetze Alecha, Vayar B'siv Loisam, Zabd Rashi, Nasan Einav, V'liboy Liois Meitzer Aleihem. He saw his brother suffering, he didn't give money, he couldn't give Machnas's Orchim, but he gave his heart, he gave his eyes. There were sensitive eyes. There was a caring heart that cared about his brothers. For Noisa Ba'oil, you don't need money. You don't need Achnasis Orachim. So what do you need? Listen good, Rabbi. Say, please listen good. You know what you need for the meat of Noisa Ba'oil? You have to see the other person. As simple as it sounds, you have to see the other person. Because two people could look at Reuven, and one could look at him like another bacha in yeshiva, another boy in camp. But the bacha that looks and sees, and thus an ein of a libai, can see that he is experienced im ein leili adam ayavim. Nice ba'oil, you have to see the other person and see what's bothering him. Because human nature is, a person is busy. His whole life is ani, onoichi, big I. And all he's busy is looking for what he needs, what he wants, what he's interested. But the noise ba'oil sees the other person. And sees the other person's needs, the other person's loneliness, the other person's problems. Look how the Medrash taka. The Medrash in the beginning of Shmois, Perik Aleph, Ois Chav Zayin. Look how the Medrash teaches Moshe's godless. Look the Medrash, Mahu Vayar, Vayetzi Alecha Vayar B'Siv Loisam, Sheyaraya B'Siv Loisam, he saw Yiddish is suffering, U'Boycha Va'oma Chavali Aleichem. First Moshe didn't give anything. First Moshe felt that pain. Boicha, Moshe Rabbeinu, who grew up in the lap of Malchus. Moshe needed nothing. Moshe didn't feel. Moshe didn't experience Churban. He didn't experience Golus. He didn't experience any type of Shibud. But Moshe saw someone suffering. Boicha Va'oime. But that wasn't enough. Zot the Medrash Vaita, Hayemeniach, Dragoin Shalai, that's the Tachsis shal malchus v'hoylech u'meyayshiv lehem sivloiseyem v'oyse ki'ilu m'sayu l'paroi. Moshe gets off malchus, the comfort of malchus, and he goes help his other brother. Dr. Medrash Vaita, the Abish said, Moshe leaves over his Moshe left over his asotov. Ato hinachta asotecha v'olach t'lirois b'tzaren she Yisrael ani maniach esel t'yoinem eset achtoinem v'ada b'imach. You know why there was a gulas Mitzrayim? Because Moshe was zeichet to have enough seichel to leave his own anoichi, leave his own ani and see yenem saris. Hinachta sokecha is noise ba'oil. I don't believe Moshe helped. You think about how many yin there were in Mitzrayim. Moshe couldn't help them, but Moshe was the epitome of Noisa Ba'oil. Leaving the Anoichi, seeing the other person, and being Boicha for them. But you'll ask, why is that so important? Why is it so important to take it so seriously, as if it's your own problem? That's very simple. Because a person, in every matzah of his life, is always busy. Or better yet, a person is always, by definition, too busy. Who has time? Who has the answers to Yenim's problems? the list of terutzim, the sharei terutzim, loy ninalu. There's never an end to the terutzim that we have. I can't, I don't know how, I don't know what, I'm not cut out for this. And a person, taka, doesn't know the yetzer. But you know when a person figures out the yetzer? When it's his problem. When it's his concern. When he doesn't have a chava, when he doesn't have a chavrusa, when he needs a shidduch, when he needs a job, when his child needs a shidduch. Then a person has the answers. And that's why I think the etza is see the other person and make his problem your problem. Someone once told me, you know, a friend of his is going through a very difficult period. I wish I could help, but I don't know what to do. So I told him, you know what you should do? Sit down every minute, every day, 10 minutes, and cry for his problem. Do you know why that's going to help? Because if you have to cry every day 10 minutes, you'll think of an Asa. The problem is, it's not your problem. Rabbi Levine once came with his Rebbetzin to the doctor. He's walking up the hill to go to the doctor, and the doctor spots from the distance Rabbi Levine, the Gadol. He runs down, and he understood Rabbi Levine is coming. He has something wrong with him. Rebbe, tell me, what's the problem? Rabbi Levine turns to his Rebbetzin and he says, her foot hurts us. That's nice of oil. Because I tell you, Rabbi Tzai, if his problem hurts us, if his simcha excites us, if his loneliness pains me, if his happiness excites me, we'll find the Yetzer. The problem is we don't feel Yenim Tzar. There's a well-known story. There was a terrible fire in the Stadt Brisk. Many homes were burnt. And the first night after the fire, the family notices Reb Chaim Brisk, Rav of Stadt, is sleeping on the ground. And it was strange. Reb Chaim's house was unaffected. They asked him, what are you doing on the floor? So Reb Chaim said, if there are people in my city that don't have a roof to sleep under, if they don't have a bed to sleep under, I'm not going to sleep on the bed either. And they begged him, but for you it's not gesund, you're an old man. I will not sleep in a bed until I am convinced every Yidden Stadt has a bed. And like every Reb Chaim, I think there's Tzvei Dinim in this story. It's not just that Reb Chaim was being nice to Ba'oil, which is a tachlis fazich, which is an end for itself, which is a godless for itself. But it's also the Yetzer. Because if someone goes to sleep at night comfortably and will wake up the next morning refreshed to help other Yidden, it's going to take time. Like everything else we know, things get delayed. But if someone sleeps on the floor at night because the Yidden doesn't have a bed, things will happen much quicker. If someone's problem is my problem, if someone's suffering is my suffering, if the feeling is real of e moy anoichi betzara, there's going to be an etzer. Even if you can't help him, or you think you can't help him. You know what the point is? There's so much that we could do besides actually helping the other person. Taking part in Yenim Tzar, crying for Yenim's pain, making it my problem is enough sometimes. Sometimes it's a phone call, it's the chavrusa that replaces the misusa. You don't always have to help to take away a problem. I'm more like Reb Chaim cried for Yenim, that also took away the problem. And again, I say very carefully, I am not darshaning Shmuel's shortcomings, but leave me only the message of the Gemara that we saw in Shabbos was that maybe there was an etzvas atayna on Shmuel. You're right, it's not your bezin, you're not the avbezin. You might be pata from fearing a din Torah, But were you putter from crying for your enemies? Were you putter for being nice to Baal, not sticking out your hands, sticking out your heart? Because Ba'id, there's more to do than just helping. Maybe that was the taina, maybe that was the cheshbin of El Yoinim Lamata. And I once heard by a Simcha Taka, they described a certain Yid, and they said, I remember these words, he's a chesed machine. What did that mean? So I knew the Yid, I appreciated that description. He's cool like chesed, he's constantly doing chesed. He was Baruch Hashem wealthy, he gave a lot of money, he found a lot of moistis, he worked with a lot of moistis, he was busy, mamish, kilo, he was manufacturing chesed, he was a chesed machine. Rabbi Sai, every yid has to be in his own life a form of a chesed machine. Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva in Gimel Yud Gimel is pained by the reality there are some mitzvahs, and his lashon is min hachamurais, from the most important, she'ein hamoin am nizharais behem. Things so vital, so important, that people just neglect. Zabte Rabbeinu Yonah, one mashal he gives, ki chayiv adam, every person is obligated, l'troyach b'drisha shehoiv la'amoy. A person has to be thinking of Yenim. And as if that's not enough, v'lishkoid ba'amal nafshay al takonet chaveiroi. A person has to horva, shkida, mitamelis, has to horva for Yenim. Imdal, imasir, rich or poor, is irrelevant. The zeis min ha-chamurais min ha-ikim ha-nidrashim min ha-adam. That's from the chamurais that every person is required. And he quotes the pasuk in Micha, the end of Micha, higin l'cha-adam mo-atayiv u-mo-ashem doirish mimcha ki ma-sois mishpat v'yahavas chesed. Rabbeinu Yonah is a rishon, kedarka in a short words, Rabbeinu Yonah is saying a person is not supposed to just do chesed. Look at the pasuk. Asoit mishpat v'yahavas chesed. A person has to do justice and pursue justice. That's fine. Chesed is not enough. Asoit chesed. Ahavas chesed. A person has to love chesed. Lishkoid b'amal nafshay al takon. A person has to lig and harven chesed. Higid l'chadam atayiv u'mo Hashem doyrish mimcha shtelzach for, if we would have a gilui from Shemayim, what the Eibishter wants from us, ahavas chesed. But B'nai Torah, our tachlis, our tasket at this time is ashrei mi shamolei b'Torah, to harv in learning, steigen in learning. Are we potter from this chiyuv? We can't give money, we can't build maestas, we can't work for maestas, but we have the opportunity which I want to speak about today. In the Kaisley based measures, in the Dalarama Shel Halacha, in the Svarim, while we're learning, there are opportunities that we all have. Lishkoid ba'mol nafshoy. To do Ma Hashem Dairish Mimcha. You talk about Chesed. Who is the Amoida Chesed? The personification of Chesed, Avada Avram Avinu. What was Avram Avinu's secret? What was the attitude that made the Avram Amoida Chesed? And more importantly, what is the derech that we could come to such a madrega of Avas Chesed? I always think, maybe it's a word in the Torah Kedoshah, a word that is so perceptive and is so penetrating. I think the word itself is a secret to a life of Ahavas Chesed, to a life of being nice to Boil Chaveiroi, which as we saw is the Yisoid HaYisoidis. We find the beginning of Parshas Vayera, one of the most remarkable Maisa Chesed of Ramavinu, with the Malachim, with the Shlishi Lemila, Vayisa Eina Vayar, Vihine Shleisha Anash Mitzav Nalav. He looks up, he sees three people. Oh, but the Pasuk adds another word. Vayar, Vayaret Likrasam. Kash is obvious. Vayisa Eina Vayar, he saw three people. Vayaret Likrasam, Pasuk. Why a second time? Vayar, Vayaret Likrasam. So Rashi apparently is bothered by this. Harishan Kimashmoy Vasheni Loshin Havana. Understand. It's not Vayar, it's Havana. Nistakel, he realized Shayunutsab the Makam Acher. And he realized that they don't want to be Matriachim. And that's the meaning of the word Vayar. Boy, say that word Vayar, the second Vayar, is the attitude, is the approach to make someone a true Oyev Chesed. And again I say, please listen good. You know what the second Vayar is? You know what I believe the second Vayar makes an Avram Amoida Chesed? By second Vayar is see the human being. First Vayar is the Vayar that everybody does. You open your eyes, you see a person standing in front of you. But then there's a second Vayar. And that's see the needs of the other person. See the pain of the other person. See the simcha of the other person. The second Vayar is after you see the human being, is the Havana, how can I put some simcha into this person's life? How could I take away a little suffering from his life? What can I do to make this person a little happier? And I guarantee you, if someone that uses this formula will see unlimited opportunities of chesed. You know, I was just thinking, imagine a person is learning in Eretz Yisrael and he has to come to America for chasana during this man. So you ask him, you came from Eretz Yisrael, who'd you come with? I traveled alone. You traveled alone? What, you took a private jet? Yeah. No. I traveled. So what do you mean traveled alone? Weren't there a few hundred people on the plane that you came with? Yeah, but I traveled. So what do you mean traveled alone? No one I knew on the plane. A few hundred people. I don't know anybody. That's a person that understands that it could be with a hundred and a few hundred people. But if he doesn't know anybody, he's alone. He's not alone. He's part of a big tzibur. No, he's not. He's alone. How come there are people here, together with Kenai Nahara, hundreds of Bnei Torah, that are convinced that traveling alone on this world? And that's the second Vayar. To see through the person and through his over his hat and see through his learning and realizing this person is experiencing im eile the adam ayadim noyach leishayamus. The second Vayar is a golden opportunity of being the chavrusa that replaces the mesusa. Because he is traveling alone. The others have nothing in Perikid Gimel. Such beautiful words. You greet a person with a vayar mishalom aleichem. There's nothing in your hand when you shake his hand. Just a warm greeting. I feel nothing like klum. You give him nothing. He comes up, he pulls up, and you give him a vayar mishalom aleichem. Ki ilu nasan like kol matayna is taivay sheba oilam. You think Not like nothing like klum, you're making a mistake. Sometimes a warm greeting is called matanais taivai sheba oilam. But you know who sees that? Someone that sees the other person. And realizes that a nice warm greeting is kol matanis taiva shabayilam. So why is it? How is it that people come here and they don't get this save upon him yafais? It's missing the second vayar. Don't just see the person, see the need, and sometimes it's a few words that could fill that need. I'll give you another muscle. Simple. Daily opportunities. In different forms of not stam zenena vizeloi chasa. It's not just that you could be mahana yid and you won't lose. Zenena, you're going to gain, and zemechayin afasis. Without any bittul Torah. A person works, puts in his kaiches into a variety of different things. It could be a mother making a supper. It could be someone working on a project. Someone makes a speech. Someone davens for the yamid. Someone lanes. The list goes on and on. Opportunity of being the chavrusa that replaces the mesusa, because he is traveling alone. The obviously Abnasin and Perikid Gimel, such beautiful words. Hamakabal is chaveira b'seiv upon him yafais. You greet a person with a vayir mishalom aleichem. There's nothing in your hand when you shake his hand. Just a warm greeting. I feel nothing like klum. You give him nothing. He comes up, he pulls up, and you give him a vayir mishalom aleichem. Zatit obviously Abnasin ki ilu nasan like kol matanais taivai sheba oilam. You think not like nothing like klum, you're making a mistake. Sometimes a warm greeting is kol matanais taivai sheba oilam. But you know who sees that? Someone that sees the other person and realizes that a nice warm greeting is kol matanais taivai sheba oilam. So why is it? How is it that people come here and they don't get this save upon him yafais? It's missing the second vayar. Don't just see the person, see the need, and sometimes it's a few words that could fill that need. I'll give you another muscle. Simple. Daily opportunities. In different forms of not stam zenena vizeloi chasa. It's not just that you could be mahana yid and you won't lose. Zenena, you're going to gain, and zemechayin afasis. Without any bittul Torah. A person works, puts in his kaiches into a variety of different things. It could be a mother making a supper. It could be someone working on a project. Someone makes a speech. Someone davens for the yamid. Someone lanes. The list goes on and on. Don't we all know how sometimes the ashikayach that we get makes it all worth it? Don't we all know sometimes a compliment is the greatest form of chesed that we look forward to when we work so hard? And you think I'm a gazan? You think I'm exaggerating? Milanu gadol. Who is greater than Rabbeinu HaRambam? Oy, do you understand human beings? And Reza Pella, the Rambam Hilchos Deis Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, describes, or better yet, demands that awesome mitzvah al kol echad vi echad, the zechiyah on every single yid, not only a chafetz chayim, al kol echad vi echad, lehoiv es kol echad, kigufoi, The Rambam makes it very clear that every yid is mechuyev v'after yachat kamoicha. And then he gives a muscle. Lefika. How would you fill in the next line? How would you describe this awesome mitzvah of yachat kamoicha? Dr. Rambam, in his first muscle, apparently, it's the primary muscle in the Rambam's understanding of Avos Yisrael. Lefikach tzorech lesape b'shvachoy. Go over and compliment him. And you're looking at me and you're probably surprised. It's nice to compliment. But that's the first muscle, that's the first example of Avos Yisrael. And the answer is a resounding yes. That's the greatest form of chesed, when someone compliments the other person. Why that is so? Because that is so. Because that's the way the Abish made a person. How many people in our lives, in our Dalet Amos, put in koiches, put in effort to do something? Like I said earlier, it could be a chava, it could be a parent. It could be a Rebbe. The list goes on and on. And that's the Maisa Chesed of Noisa Ba'ol Chaveiroi. And that's what the Bein Yoinis says, Min HaChamuroi. And it's not just Zenene V'Zeloi Chosa. It's Zenene, you're doing what the Eibishter wants you to do. But what's the other person? It's not Zenene, it's Zemechai Nefoshes Kipshutoi. Look at a person. Look how he reacts when you compliment him. How he's a sigh of relief. I worked hard and Baruch Hashem, I succeeded. People appreciate what I do. So why? So often, so many people don't take what the Rambam says is the first mashal of Avos Yisrael. They didn't enjoy the supper. They didn't hear the person making a speech. They saw the person. It wasn't of a second vayar. It wasn't a minute of pausing. What could I do now? He finished. What could I do to make him happy? Because you make that second vayar, it's so obvious, it's so apparent. What could be mechayin nefashis? The Oyev Yisrael, the Baal Chesed, pauses, and the second vayar, he knows exactly what to do. Rabban Kotler Zichron Levracha was traveling from Brooklyn to Lakewood once, and they came to a toll booth. So the driver notices on one booth there was a line, the other one was empty, so he starts turning, shifting to go pull into the other one. So Rabban stops, wait, stay where you are. So the bucket, I said, look, there's a line over here where I am. There is no line, why should I not go there? Save time. So Rabban says, look again. The one we're on in now is a toll booth that's being run by a person. That was the time that it started changing. That one is an automatic. It's through machine. What does the man in the toll booth feel like when you leave him and you go to an automated toll booth? Don't you think he feels a little useless? That he is no longer needed? He's been replaced by automation? For that you have to be a baron, not only the goyin adar, but the goyin in noisibayil chaveroi. You have to be a baron to think even about a goyisha toll booth, that even maybe he might feel that he's replaceable and he's no longer needed. You have to be a baron. But you have to be a baron to notice in your life someone that feels ignored and feels useless and feels no one is greater than him and no one cares if he's here or not? Do you have to be a baron to feel that there's someone in your midst that im ein leli adam oyevim noyach lo yishayamus? All you need is a bayar. All you need is eina v'libo liyais meitz aleihem. And then you'll see he's with a few hundred B'nai Torah, but he's traveling alone. It's Zanana. Remember that. It's Zanana v'zemechayin afoshes. And maybe even it's not Zanana. Maybe those words that we sometimes share with others is not just Zanana. Rav Chatzkel, one of the letters in the Oyecheskel, teaches the pasuk Toiv Ayin Hu Yevoyrech. Zot Rav Chatzkel, and I'll quote the lashon: Ma'amoid Kedaya Chalipin. How worthwhile it is, the exchange, the investment. Hine Ha'adam Noisin Lezulasai. A person gives to the other person. Rak milin udvar machad. All he has to give is a few words. Not a few dollars, not a few hours. Milin udvar machad. Vashem izbarach noisim loy ba'ad zois. B'yodai hamleya v'akadoisha. And for those few words, the Eibishter to give him back. Shefa brachos mamish. You know what he means? Because that's Avas Yisrael. Those words are nice about chaveray. Those words are nice and ain't a believer liyos meitzaleim. Those words can be the chavrusa that replaces the gehenim of mesusa. Do you think the Abish the blight shuldik? Magoidel zatev chatzko. Magoidel atzlachas ha'odam. How glicklich is the person ashekona le'atzmoi ha'mayla shalahavas ha'briyos. That he trains himself into this attitude, into this mindset of giving milen udvarim achodim. Why? Why magoid latzlachas ha'adam? How great is this person's success? Hinei tamid hu mushba bebirchas Hashem yivar. Because he has limitless, endless opportunities of this ma'aseh chesed, and Zot Reb Chatzkel. He's tamid mushba bebirchas Hashem yizbarach, and that's toiv ayin hu yevayeh. I would just add, the toiv ayin is the one that's nasan eina v'liboy. It's the eyes that are sensitive and see through the other person. It's the second vayar that sees there are so many opportunities, and that's living vayar. Seeing, thinking. I'm always a spoil. I wish I could give it over as much as I have the aspilus. How Chazal was sensitive. I'm always a spoil of the oigin of Chazal, the heart Chazal had. The nothing ain't of a libai that Chazal expected us to have. You learn the Gemara in Shabbos HaMachzayin. It's a sugya in halacha, very important sugya. The Gemara tries to differentiate between what's considered refuah and what's darchei amori, superstition. Today, with all the alternative medicines, this Gemara is a very big aside. If it's refuah, it's okay. But if it's stam, superstition, it's darchei amori, as an isatayr. So the Gemara makes a statement. Whatever has refuah is not an isa of darchei amori. Whatever is proven is not darchei amori. Of them, fake the Gemara in Shabbos Samach Zayin. V'atanya v'kash on this. Elon, Shemeshaya Peyreisa, Rashi, the Rishonim Taich. It's a beautiful tree. But instead of the Peyreis growing and growing, they're falling down. So you're losing Peyreis. The Balab Pardes is losing Peyreis from this particular tree. So the Gemara says, what's the Eitzah? Soikrei Besikra, take a red ribbon, a right the bedel, tie it around the tree. The Tayanai Bhavan, take stones and put it in the close proximity of the roots. So the Gemara is Bishloim Matanu Bhavanim. I understand why you're allowed to put stones there. Kihechi the lichreish chelis, Rashi Taitis, because the tree is apparently is koichai rab, it's too strong. So to weaken it, it won't progress so rapidly, and the pears won't fall off. So that's a normal procedure in helping the tree. Of effect the Gemara, elosikre besikra, right the bendel, darche, wakamayra fuwa kovid, isn't that darche amayri as an isatayra? Why else are you doing it? Is that a refuwa to to put a reiter bendel around the tree? And for the Gemara, ki heicha v'lechaz yei inshi v'liboy ole harachmi. This is the establishment that the Baal HaParadis has to do if he wants that payer. Zot Rashi, what does that mean? The people should see and the liboy ole harachmi? You should daven for it? Zot Rashi, yeah. V'simona avadlei v'iduye de Messiah payerisa. Put on the red ribbon, so people walking by will notice the red ribbon. What is the red ribbon? Zog di Gemara Vaita. By the Mitzrayim, it says Tamei Yikra. Why? Why does he have to call it a Tamei? Tzarech Laidil Arabim. V'rab Mivakshul Avrachimim. Why does he cry I'm a Mitzrayim? So people should daven. That's the case here also. The red ribbon, people will chop. Oh, it's a sick tree. They'll daven for it. Rabbi say, look at the heart. Look at the Eugen Chazal had. Look at the heart and the Eugen Chazal expected us to have. It's not that the whole Pardes is being chared. The Mars lost an Elon, one tree. It's not Pikuach Nefes of a human being. It's not Panos of a human being. It's one tree. And who's walking by? It doesn't say only Chafetz Chaim. Zop. The Alter von Kelim, and Rabbi Yerucham quotes him in the Das Chochma Musa, in the Maima Yud Ches. Look at Chazal's understanding of Naisa Ba'al Chaveroi. A person is walking, a simple person, and there's one tree that's losing some of the payers. And if he sees the right to Bendel, he's going to daven. Look at the Eugen Chazal required us to have. It's Tisha B'Av, but just imagine you're walking in your neighborhood and you see someone's tulip has a right to bendel around it. Are you going to stop and say Tilim? But Chazal expected that's a Yiddish tadlis. Because Chazal believed in a Yid. Believed in the Yiddish Ahad. Believed in the Yiddish Eugen. That if he saw someone is suffering, it became their pain. Who cares, Bikuach Nefesh? Who cares if it's only one tree? But a Yid has a tzara and it's my tzara. Wouldn't I daven for my tree? So wouldn't I daven for Yenim's tree? I can't ask you to daven for Yenim's tree because I don't know if I daven for Yenim's tree. But how about if every single day we daven for Chaylim? How about if we daven for Achenu B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael that are in such a terrible situation? Isn't that part of Nasan Eina V'Liboy Liyos Meitzer Aleihem? We have a list of Chayim Loyaleinu, they should have a refuah. Are we davening for them? Is there a heart in our Tillim? Is there a heart in our Tfilah? Who doesn't know the Pasuk in Yeshaya Nun Dalid? The Pasuk is something so startling. So the Pasuk, Ki Mei Noyach Zoisli. Noyach. May Noyach, the Mabul, was Noyach's Mabul. Noyach was the one that spent 120 years trying to save his Dor. He couldn't save the Dor. And the Pasuk for eternity refers to the Mabul as Noyach's Mabul. Kielu Noyach opened up the Shemayim and let the Mabul fall. Zok the Zoyach Kodesh, yes. It was Noyach's Mabul. Because he wasn't misfal enough for B'nai Dor. Who knows what this means? Noach wasn't Mispalo. Noach is Sadik Veves. There are different pshatim. But the Ramaisa that we could take from this pasuk is if someone doesn't daven, it's his korban. But how do you daven if it's not my tzar, it's not my kariv? The answer is Vayar, the second Vayar. Don't just see the name on the list. Look a little deeper. There's a person laying in the hospital with the terrible machla. He has family, he has young children, or he has older parents, he has siblings. There's a whole family, there's a whole tens of people that are in a tzara gedoyla. That's the second vayar that makes from stama vayar into a bal chesed, into a nice ba'oil. Don't just see the name, see the reality, visualize the tzara. Reb Volber in both chalakim of his sefer, the Ikin Chelik Beis Amid Reis Yud, writes what he heard from Rabbi Yochum, Chayinu Levracha. Rabbi Yochum used to say his Grace Rebbe, the Altus and Kelim Kayedua, on Shabbos looked totally different than during the week. Mayim HaMuzga, what Shabbos was by the altar, you couldn't recognize the man from Friday to Shabbos. He had a different face. He had the face of Shabbos. Pamachas, Nivalu Talmidim, the Talmidim were worried, they were concerned. They saw Shabbos like the regular weekday. They never saw this. What happened? Why is the altar not Shabbos-dick? And the whole Shabbos, he writes, Friday night, they were worried because the altar is something wrong. He's not the altar. He's not the Shabbos, the altar that we know. On the Shabbos, they have to have Abdullah. The altar gave out a krechs, parrots, samon sakin, mace. If this person died, who could be mizbeinen and understand the tzar of his neshama when it comes to Olam HaEmes? Who is this parrot, Rabbi Isai? He's one of the greatest maskilim that had a sinner, Shein Kamayu, for Torah and Laim Dei Torah. But the altar understood, and the altar heard that he died, and the altar was nice to Ba'al in his Gehenim, in his Torah. And that's why he wasn't Shabbos. That was the altar's understanding of nice to Ba'al. Again, these madregas are way above me. I can't ask you to do that. But how about Naisa Ba'al in someone that is an Erlech Hayid, in that family of many Erlech Hayidim? That's the second Vayar. The Mira Bachim will never forget Chaim Shmulevitzi. The guy in Naisa Ba'al, and there was a plane that was hijacked. He ran into Beit Medrash and he ripped open the Ibn Kaidish. And they were going to daven for those Yidin that are being held hostage. And Bochim, if that would be your brother, if that would be your father, how would you daven? And he started crying, Bechias, and that's how they all started crying. That's the second Vayar. It's not just a name, it's your brother, whether it's biological, or if you have Tlayach Demoicha, but Achicha, Achicha, daven for the Chayla. Isn't that a simple Vayar? We do it anyhow. We say the Tilim. We say the Refa'enu. We don't mean it. The Chazanishina led an Aleph Kuf Chav Gimel. Give someone Musa. I don't see the pain on your face because again I'm sar. The Eitzah, do for the other person, and Davin al Tzara Zulasai, Av She'ein Advarim Yoitzim in Halev. Even if it doesn't go out of your heart, daven and you'll see it will help. That's part of the Vayar, and that's what brings the Yeshua to the other person if we really mean what we say. Isn't that a Zer Nene V'Zer Mechayin Nefosis? I'm always spoiled. You learn the Parsha by Yeshev, one of the most dramatic Yitzias. Me'afeila li'ar gadol, mi'choshech li'ar gadol. Yosef Atzadik, one minute he's the Nar, Rashi Taita, the Shoita, Eved, Ivri, languishing in prison, what seems to be forever. And the next, before you know it, Yosef, they take him out, and before long he becomes the Viceroy of Mitzrayim. Imagine a person going Mibira Amikta Le'igiram in such a short period. What was the secret of Yosef's Aliyah? What was the secret of Yosef's Bracha? Look at the Pesuk in B'derech HaTeva. It's so obvious. Yosef is up to his neck in his own tzaras. He's accused of a heinous crime. He has everything against him, the Nar, Eved, Ivri. And he has all the right in the world to be busy with his own tzar. But that wasn't Yosef. Says the Torah Akdaisha, he comes in the morning and he sees his fellow inmates, Vayar Oysam. Vinam Zayafim, Rashi Taitis, they are tzavim, they look depressed. Yosef had all the reason in the world to ignore it. They're goyim, they're criminals. I have my own tzara. But that wasn't Yosef Vayar. Look at the word Vayar. You know what Yosef Vayar is? So the Torah Vayta, Vayishal Esrisei Paroi, Asher Itoi Bamishma, Madua Pneichem Royim Hayoim. You don't look good today. Tell me, what's on your mind? You don't look good. And that started the whole chain of events. They told him they had a dream, and he told them the interpretation. They were impressed. They went to Paroi. Paroi dreamed the whole chain of events that brought him from jail, Mibira Amikta Leigiram, to be the Yosef Tzadik Yisrael Olam. To me, that's a Musa Haskel Halacha L'Maisa. That's the Vayar, and that's the product of Vayar. Not just to see, and he's depressed, he must have had a bad day. The Vayar is Madua Pneichem Royim Hayoim. If we have a chava sometimes, it's all over his face, the Pneichem Royim. And we see it, everybody has eyes, but that's the Vachesed, the second Vayar, to take out the time, Madua Pneichem Royim Hayoim. Is that so hard? Is that so difficult? You learn sugyas and shas. We know what it means, the mitzvah, the doyla of pigeon shvuyim, how much a person has to give. What the Yiddish haaretz is, steals the pigeon shvuyim. You picture someone sitting in jail, in solitary confinement, in a choshech v'tzalmaves. What wouldn't a yid give to be zoicha in the mitzvah of pigeon shvuyim? No, Baruch Hashem, today we have this mitzvah. That's a terrible mistake. You know, there are people in our midst that are shvuyim, that are prisoners of their own problems. They're prisoners of their own loneliness. There are old people, Abayisai, there are old people that are prisoners of their age. They're no longer productive. They're no longer useful. They feel useless. You know what a prison that is, feeling useless. You don't get ahead of that is to feel that you're not needed anymore, you're not productive. Didn't Chazal say, Ein chavish matir atzmai mi beis asurim? What a lushin, because a person is a prisoner of his own problem. It could be a family problem, a health problem, a problem in learning. But didn't David cry out? He said it in Tehillim and Kuf Mem Beis, Hoitzia mi mazge nafshi. Because David realized he's a prisoner of his own problems. And you know what the most intense part of his suffering was? Like David HaMelech said it himself, the Ein Doresh LeNafshi, no one cares, no one asks. That's also a prisoner. And Pidyon Shvuyim is Milin Udvarim Achadim. I always say this because it means so much to me. There are people in our neighborhoods, on the block, it could be in shul, an older person. Do you know what it means, living and feeling that you are nobody and no one cares and no one's goyis you? And then you have a ben Torah that gives him a little covet. I don't mean giving him a shlishi, but showing him, good to see you, I was away for some, I missed you. Or give him a siddur when he walks to the shul. Give him a seat when he moves to the side. Show him that you, the ben Torah, are makir him, who he's convinced he's a nobody. Do you know what kind of haitzia mi mazgin nafshi? Do you know what kind of real pigeon shvuyim that is? Do you know what kind of madua pneichem royim hayoim, those milim uzvarim achodim, does to the other person? Isn't that zenene v'zemechayin nefashis? Or zemechayin nefashis v'zemechayin nefashis? Imagine you see an extra neighbor, an old man, he's carrying two boxes of groceries. Which achzer wouldn't run over and help him? He's carrying an oil that he can't manage. And let's say he's carrying an emotional oil. Let's say he's carrying problems. Isn't that also a form of noisable oil in a very real sense? How long do these chesedim take us? You know what it's missing? It's a vayar. All it takes is a second vayar to stop and think, there's a yid in front of me, a human being with human emotions, that there's a word that's going to turn him on and make his day. What could the word be? I know your ainah gadol is in my yeshiva, he's learning wonderfully. You know what it does to a person, how it lifts a person? There's so many opportunities
But once there's a vayar, the opportunities are so evident. Moravi Rabbi of Simchasef Tzichayin Levrach always told us that his Reis Rebbe, Viruchim Levavitz, remember he'd say, Oy, the earth verstanden am Mensch. Oy, how we understood a human being. You know how we understood a human being, I'll tell you. Which negeya for each and every one of us, Allah Lamaisa. In Chayla Gimel Maim Alamed Hey, Rabbi Yochum said the following. Hala oimid v'tzeveach kekruchya. Every person is standing and crying kekruchya, there's different, like a baby, like a bird, whatever it may be. B'chol minei tzvachais. He's crying so loudly, uncontrollably, with all the geveins in the world. And you know what he's crying? You know what he's saying, Zakeh Biruchim? Herich, with an ayin, Herich, shats me up, vehechshiv oisi, shats me up, be machshiv me, al tevaisheni, utevazeni, don't be mevayish me, don't be mevazen me, haker es dvorai, listen to me, be makir my words. You know why we don't hear that cry? That's b'chol minei tzvachos, because we're not listening. Because it's not a vayar. But if we would, we would hear b'chol minei tzvachos. That. With words that are best described in the words of Shlomo the Chacham Mikol Adam, Chayim B'Yad Lashon. There are words that give mamish life. You know, there are so many mishalom I could give you, but that's the yisoy, that's the attitude of living vayar, of seeing the other person and realizing what words can do to a person. We're living, Baruch Hashem, in a Mokum Kaddish like this, gaining, growing, steiging. Who doesn't realize, who doesn't understand that there are people here that are putting in day and night to make the Atzlach of this Mokum Kaddish? The Epshel Lefartam Ki Rabim Heim, but they are obeying. There's a director, there's a cook, that puts in literally day and night to ensure the success of us. You know, Rebbeim can't talk about HaKaras Ev Rebbeim, but I can. I'm Echad Min HaChabur. There are Rebbeim that put in day and night thinking of us. Is it so hard? Is it so hard to think how far a thank you, HaKaras HaTayv, goes, and what HaKaras HaTayv means? But you know something? It's not just HaKaras HaTayv. You look in Svarim, how that's a Yisoid HaYisoidus, which is not for now. I'm talking about what could be literally pigeon sweep. Why? I'll tell you why. Maybe you're too young to understand this. Rav Ham Zichron Levrach used to say, the Medrash says that Klal Yisrael were made Pisim and Ramses. The Mitzvah forced them to build Pisim and Ramses. So we think, no, at least they did something. They built big cities, right? But the Medrash had Mefurish that both of them, whenever they finished building it, it collapsed. Pisaim is the conjunction of two words, Pitaheim. Whenever it was built, it caved in. It was an earthquake. It never lasted. So you can imagine what kind of mishigas that is. Make them build something you could enjoy. Why did the Mitzvah make the Eden build things that they never enjoyed? Ham Zichron Levrach said the Mitzvah didn't want results. They wanted to be Mitzayah the Yidin. And you know what's the worst form of Tzar? Someone works and works and works and doesn't feel a Sipuk HaNefesh, doesn't feel an accomplishment. Imagine if you would have to work, build a city, and tomorrow it's destroyed. Working is bad enough, but at least you see a Sipuk HaNefesh. Even that, you know, that's mamish. The worst form of shibud. people put in their lives to make us happy. Parents put in their lives to make us happy. But you know, it's mamish like a pizza hain. If we don't show our recognition, it's the simple yashikayach that's more than just the akaras atoiv. But what we're saying is we appreciate, we recognize, we're enjoying the fruit of your labor. Isn't that a form of milan udvarim achadim that is so, so chashiv? Isn't that a form of words that is a pidyon shvuyim? So one summer, Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, Zichron Livracha, in front of the whole table, told the waiter, please go into the kitchen and ask the cook if there is extra challenge. So he didn't know Rabbi Yankov. He was surprised. Rabbi Yankov was so mocked with what he ate. I mean, I used to watch him. Kemat followed the Rambam's diet. I wonder if he even ate the first portion of challenge. Rabbi Yankov wanted a second portion of challenge. Sarachi and Gadol. If you didn't know Rabbi Yankov, you didn't understand why he asked the cook for a second portion of challenge. But if you knew Rabbi Yankov, the personification of Bayar, the Nasan Eina Belibay Liois Meitza Aleim, you knew his cheshvin. I don't know if Rabbi Yankov even ate that challenge. Rabbi Yankov wanted the cook to know how much he appreciates her work. You know, the cook felt like that the Rashiva wants more challenge. I don't know if he ate that challenge, but I know he made that cook's day. I know he was doing Ma Hashem Doirish Mincha. Is that so hard? Again, Tishabal. I know we all ask the doubles and challenge, but it doesn't help here. It's the milan udvarim achadim that makes all the difference. Rabbi, say, imagine tonight. You take a few minutes and you call parents, with yizaycha, grandparents, especially if they're living alone, especially if they're living without a spouse, and you ask them how the tzaddikus was. So the first question is, how much money do you need? What do you need? No, I'm fine. I want to know how the fast was. You know what it means to an elderly grandparent that my anicle is learning and he's having such a great time and he's so busy and he's thinking of me? His lonely Baba. You know what those words can do to a grandparent? You'll only know when you'll be a grandparent. There's nothing more priceless and nothing more cherished in the life of a grandparent or a parent like the yachas, the love, the pure love that a child shows a parent. Isn't that milan udvarim achadim? How much time does that take? Isn't that chayim biyad lashin? Isn't that ma'asem dayus mimcha? And hopefully if you do it here and you'll see the effect, you'll do it in yeshiva. And more importantly, when you're married and you have no reason financially to do it, you'll do it anyhow. Because you'll understand that's a vayar of Ma'ashem Dayus Mincha. Contact. Sometimes a phone call, Rabbi say, a phone call can be the chavrusa that replaces the mesusa. A phone call is the heinziger chefteshel mitzvah that could do so much. And this is my message to you today. As we think, how can we take the aliyah, the bracha of these 3 weeks? See the other person. That's all it takes. Don't just see the human being, but see what I could do and think in every matzif. Whether it's the lonely chava, whether it's the Rebbe that you have, whether it's the parent. There are so many opportunities. It's the old man in the city. It's the storekeeper. You know, a storekeeper once told me, you know what it means, day in, day out, he works and people look at him like some kind of human vending machine. Like there's nothing to him but giving change and taking money. And then someone comes in and shows a little personal interest. How are you? Avar mishalom aleichem is kol matanes taiveshe ba'olam. day in, day out, he just abused and he becomes like just an dispenser of giving change and taking change. What does it take to talk to him as a human being? And that's the world of someone that gets used to the second Vayar. Now last year I was zoicha to speak, it was the night of Pam's yard site. And I said something that I really believe is the emes. Pam was kidua the Amoyit HaChesed, the bank you've said about him, the Chavetz Chaim of our door. And I was zoicha l'isir ha-meyem e'achayrav, I lived in the neighborhood. I saw a little bit of this gadol. I saw the chesed he did, the gufoy, how he ran around literally all over the world to do a chesed for another yid. The chesed that he did b'mayinai in the last years, not actually b'mayinai, but I could be made $1 million went through his hands yearly. People gave him money to give out. The chesed he b'mamon he did was oising a veilach. But I could say this, knowing the chesed that he did b'gufoy and b'mayinai, I could say this very comfortably. More than the chesed, the gufay and the memoinai, was the chesed that this goyin chesed did, the dibur. He had such a natural reaction. I wish you could understand it as much as I saw it. But it was so automatic. It was so impulsive. It was so natural. When he met someone, it went through his mind, maybe subconsciously, I'm not sure, maybe consciously, probably was subconsciously, he was so trained. What can I say now to this person? Oh, I just heard your speech. I enjoyed it. These things I heard constantly. Someone davened for the yomid. He had a whole repertoire of different compliments, of different ways of thanking the Baal Tzila, how much he enjoyed the davening. It was a Simchas Yontif, it was an Einik Shabbat. It was not a stale. It was always a... It was a goyin in chesed b'dibur. Your son is my shir. What? How he's learning. Your grandson, your son-in-law. How he treated the old man, the lonely person in the neighborhood. It's not for now. I'm afraid you'll start laughing. But the way they treated him and he treated... He was their best friend. The way he treated the guy, he's a janitor. He was a goyin in chesed b'dibur. He was a goyin living hakol aniyim eitzel chesed. If there's one message I could leave you with today, to take with you for a whole year, what we should be doing a whole year, see the other person and pause for albeit 30 seconds and think, what can I do to put a little simcha in his life? It could be one of so many different people, but I'm afteiachi after a while, you'll see limitless opportunity, endless opportunity of mamish zemechayin nefashis, the zemechayin nefashis. Because that's the need of nice oil, why we're on this world. If I could give you a suggestion, even more practical, amiyat hamachzik amaruba. Chazal advised us, warned us to fast in the ruba light to fast. Too much is never too good. Try it. L'chol apachas once a day. Do something that until today you wouldn't have done. Whatever you do anyhow, no, that's natural. But something that you wouldn't have done till today, using the koyach of vayar, using the chiyav of noisibol chaveiroi, using the hearts and the oigen of nosan eina v'liboi, using the awesome power of Chaim B'Yad Lashon, and take advantage. Once a day. Halavai more, but once a day. Until it becomes natural. Because I warn you, it's habit forming, it's addictive. Because there's so little. A b'aseh, there's so little, you could accomplish so much. The vayar is to see the person that until today we didn't see. To worry about the person that we didn't worry about till today. To make happy the person that yesterday we weren't thinking about. That's the need of noisa ba'oil, which is really our chiyuv. And that's the avoida that we could take the tishabav into the matzah tishabav. and take the Yad Tishrav into a whole year. We say a story of a tzaddik who had a very sick son, Moishela. But he never was worried. His Rebbetzin would often cry, but he was sure there'll be a full Shalema. One day, the Rebbetzin comes in and sees the tzaddik is crying. So right away she realized, there must be a problem with Moishela. The Rav never cried, he's crying. So she asked him, what's the matter, what's the matter, what's with Moishela? The Rav understood her kavana. Name. Moishela's fine, I guarantee you, Moishela's fine. I'm crying today because of all the Moishela that I don't cry about. Because of all the Moishela that I have at Tzaya that didn't touch my heart. And today I realize my Moishela's going to live. But how about all the other Moishelas in this world that nobody's crying for, and no one's davening for, and no one's worrying for, and that's why I'm crying today. Rabbeisai, we have to start crying and worrying and praying. We have to start including the Moishela that until today we didn't include in our lives. And like the Alter says in the Medrash, in the Schus of Nasan Eina Velibay of Moishe, the Eibishter will put his heart and his eyes, Kaviyachol. I have no doubt, if you try this sincerely, once a day, halavai more, but again, once a day, in the Meshach of a few weeks, how much chesed, how much hatava, we will generate this Eid Kedosha, and with the schus of the Nasan Eina Veliba, each and every one of us, and growing until it becomes natural, the vayar, the ein of a liboy, we will be ma'ir anav chesed, anav schusim, until we'll be zaycha to see what the Navi promises us. The tzayim ha'chamishi, this tishabav, will be lebeis Yisrael, l'sasainu, l'simcha, l'mayadim toivim, v'mheir av yameinu, amen.